Hello, everyone. This is Aaron.
This is Keith.
This is Emily.
Emily, our new senior producer.
Hey, yay. Congratulations,
you graduated.
Emily.
Thank you very much. You know who else graduated?
Who?
Our intern.
That's right.
Yes. They are now associate producers.
Congrats to all of them.
And
congrats.
Can you name them all without forgetting anybody?
Yes. Lizzie Seidenstricker, Brady Guy, Colin Wright, and Joe Courtney.
Well done. We also have one more member of the staff, a new member of the staff.
Yes.
A staff writer.
Yeah, you might know her work because she's actually contributed to the show in the past.
And she's about to contribute to the show in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. Gwen Fulcher is a new staff writer. We're creating a writer's room at Pleasuretown.
Welcome, Gwen.
Indeed. So this is our mini-sode you're about to hear, but before that, we have a couple of announcements. First and foremost, we have a brand spanking new website.
Yes, check out pleasuretownshow.com. You'll see that we got a facelift. Thanks very much to Clubhouse Creative for helping us with that. And thank you so much to our Kickstarter backers who made this dream of ours possible.
Speaking of which, there will be another Kickstarter coming soon. We love to pay our artists, and our artists deserve to be paid, and we hope that you will help us out with that. Stay tuned for more information.
Also, we just got back from our retreat in Michigan. It was a fruitful endeavor. We had a little bit of karaoke in which we honored the David Bowie.
Let me tell you, I have never had so much fun singing You're the One That I Want with my boss, Sir Aaron Cahoe. We played a lot of Cards Against Humanity.
Honestly, it was a great retreat. I am more excited about this season than I have been about the other two, and that is pure, genuine honesty. It's going to be a great season. We really look forward to getting it to you. But before that, we have our mini-sode. Speaking of which, this is our first mini-sode, 1 of 5. Season 3 will be coming on May 11th. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
There is a rule in mathematics regarding symmetry. In symmetry, you can start out in one spot, walk in a giant circle, and when you make your way around to where you began, you're either the sum of all the places you've been, or you're nothing, because you're right back where you started. When I first learned that, I thought, isn't that just a divine conundrum? A body can be two complete opposites at exactly the same time. All that depends is the perspective. I was born in Pleasuretown. I toddled around its handful of shacks. I turned my first cartwheel when it opened its trading depot. And by the time I was old enough to dance circles around the boys down the lane, Pleasuretown was teeming with souls. All those people flocking to this town for escape, for freedom. But Pleasuretown wasn't freedom. It was disorder. There were no real laws. There was no real governance. Before the fire, there was the rich part, the poor part, and two founders at constant odds with each other. After, there was the rich part, the burned part, a drunk Claude, and a missing Cyrus. That's it. That's your precious Pleasuretown. And you'll pardon my candor, but that is a shit way to run a community. I saw it boom with hedonism, shrivel with poverty, rage with smoke and flame, and then just watched it rage. I didn't see what came after that because after that, I left. Adult folk were too set in their ways by then, too dependent to cut their losses after the fire and start somewhere new. But me, being 15, I was ripe for wandering and not in a mood to be told. Our house, our collection of boards and blankets, burned right up along with our neighbors in the fire, right up along with Mama and baby Travis. In the wake of our loss, Daddy didn't take to drink. He took to silence, as if he could drink that instead. I'd had it with Pleasuretown. This failure, this inexcusable chaos of an experiment, had swallowed my family whole. It was sure good a time as any to knock that town's curse from my shoulders and find another life. And oh, how I lived. Well, maybe not the way the denizens of Pleasure Town imagine living. Music and drink, flirtations and intrigue. I lived by chasing knowledge and order. Each new town, I sought out the learned and made myself indispensable. Book retriever, copyist, research assistant, laboratory assistant. In exchange for a pillow and a hot meal, I was any professor's trusted lackey. But it was Olive Branch Chestnut, a pregnant 32-year-old mathematician living with her husband in Bozeman, Montana, who helped me unlock my life. I swept out the house during the day, minding the chores that she couldn't get to in her state. Then at night, Olive would teach me the entire world from her rocking chair. How all the water on this earth and all the land and everything in the skies are all connected and ruled through mathematics. It was she and her husband, Victor, who gave me my own room and opened their library to me without hesitation. And it was Olive who taught me the incomparable beauty and devastating truth of symmetry.
Clara, what I do isn't numbers. I teach you numbers and symbols, sure, but those are only figures, representations of much greater notions.
So everything you've been teaching me, divisions, sums, percents, they're not important?
Of course they are. And with what you're learning, you'll be the jewel of any business. You'll know how to balance books and how to calculate income versus expenses.
But it's not what you do.
No. No, not by a long chalk. My job is ideas, big ones. And then recording those ideas through the same numbers and symbols that you're already mastering. Think of mathematics as its own language. Right now you're learning its alphabet. Just wait till you're stringing whole phrases together and having entirely fluent conversations.
Under Olive, I learned all those symbols and eventually the language. She taught me to look for the laws that nature follows all its own, how to question and test those laws, never accepting them as firm and true until we have arrived at a proof with our own minds and hands. I left Olive and Victor to work as a bookkeeper in St. Louis. I lived 5 years there on my own, tabulating on adding machines in the day and ruminating in the evenings with stacks of paper and a grease pencil at my elbow. With these symbols, I could map the world in elegant equations, in the comfort of order and the unassailable security of proven axioms. This existence was all that Pleasure Town could never be for me. Steady, reliable, explainable. And yet, Mama, Travis, and Daddy. You'll guess where I ended up, sure enough. That rule of symmetry about coming back around and how much you're worth when you get there? It's called the identity. Isn't that just a kick in the face? You can think you've gone places, seen things, you can think those experiences formed you, made you who you are, only to find out that on the inside, that emptiness you started with, it's still there. It's still who you are. I found Daddy. We were a tangle of arms and tears and apologies, mourning what we did not mourn years ago, gaining our hearts back by degrees. Pleasure Town is smaller in that feeling of returning to a childhood haunt, but it is also smaller in spirit. Broken, humbled, it is coming its full circle. I can feel it. And I am coming mine. Soon our identities will be completed. Then Pleasure Town and I will both discover whether we shall be the sum or the nothing. All that depends is the perspective.
Pleasure Town listeners. This is Emily Modaff, senior producer of the show, and we're so excited to be back for another season of Minisodes. You have four more to tune into after that, and we're really hoping you'll return. If you like this week's episode, please let us know by leaving us a rate and review on iTunes. Or you can find us on Twitter at PleasureTownOK, Instagram at PleasureTownShow, and on the Facebooks. As always, it's time to thank the talented folks who made this episode possible. This episode of Pleasure Town was written and produced by Gwen Fulcher and performed by Sarah Shockey and myself. Our executive producers are Keith Ecker and Aaron Cahoe. Our senior producer is me, Emily Modaff, and our newly promoted associate producers are Joe Courtney, Brady Guy, Lizzie Seidenstricker, and Colin Wright. And welcome to our newest staff writer, Gwen Fulcher. Original music was composed and performed by River Rising's Megan Diger and Tim Hazen, and engineered by Colin Ashmead Bobbitt. Pleasure Town is an ever-growing interactive narrative which relies on your creativity, your imagination, and especially your voice to expand the legend. Find out how you can join the story at PleasureTownShow.com. Until next time, bye!
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.